Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
Listen, I'm all for holding these companies, you know, accountable. Listen, sue them, get your money, let them pay their fines or whatever, and then let them correct it. But the thing is that this guy is just suing to lock up progress. This guy is just suing to lock it down because he can't keep up with it fast enough. So what do you do with something you can't keep up with? You try to trip them up so that they slow down, because that's how the small-minded think. You know what I'm saying? It is Mr. Burns. You right, Giselle. I almost said it too, but I was, oh, Mr. Burns looking. You know what I mean? Like that's, he really just is amazing. And he acts like Mr. Burns, only he, well, I guess he's, I doubt he's, I'm pretty sure Mr. Burns is richer than God. So I don't know what Gary Gensler is not. I think everybody's kind of tired of him. At this point, I know that there's fringe groups that are in the Web3 DeFi space that are like, nah, we don't want regulations, blah, blah, blah. Don't listen to them. Them the same kids screaming about anarchy and then cry when they skid their, you know, they scratch their knee when they fall down. You know, yeah, we want anarchy. Man, you just finished. You don't even know how to put a Band-Aid on your own finger. Relax. Just calm down. You know, those are the same people that are saying they don't want regulations in Web3. The reality is that we need regulations in this space, but we need them to be put in place by people who understand the pain points. This person does not understand the pain points of Web3. It is still that same behavior of, CZ suddenly feeling that Twitter Spaces is worth his time after SBF is taken down and he wants to trash talk him. It's SBF, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many bad actors, and the bad actors used to just be the regular scammers, but now the bad actors are like people that actually have power to just slow us down. Like, think about this. Russia is approaching us, is getting ready to surpass us. When it comes to the crypto front, Bitcoin holdings and Web3 build, all of that. And guess who's already surpassed the United States? China. And guess who China's very good friends with? Russia. This is not the time for us to have somebody that's trying to bottleneck things. It really, truly isn't. This really is the time for like general discussion, and it has to have more minds than just one. I mean, I don't need, his brain could be cold. He ain't got no hair up there. I don't know if his mind is really being, you know, I mean, if there's, you know what I mean? I mean, this, anyway, I'm just saying, if they don't take care of themselves physically, I don't trust them with my money. Okay. That's like a hairstylist coming up to me. Your hair is not done, but you're telling me about your shop. I wonder what happened to you. What happened to you though? You don't go to your, you, even you don't go to your shop. You know what I'm saying, Nick? Yo, any thoughts, guys?
I would say that the new structure, if they adopt that, it makes more sense. They have more minds making a decision or coming to one decision. Right now, he's all over the place. I don't think he really knows what he wants, because I was glad you guys explained the other day when we were talking about all the tokens that were listed, because my first thoughts was, why isn't FTX at the top of that list? But
you know, I was FTT token not on there. You know?
Why is that not on there, right? So... But I imagine that would never be on there because of him. So yeah, I think the new structure makes a lot more sense.
I mean, as long as I don't hear the word DAO, I'm fine, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, a few months ago they were talking about, I'm trying to, I think it was the beginning of this year, you know, and it's funny how that's kind of disappeared. The relationship between Gensler and SBF, because a lot of the times when he was going to these meetings and discussions and talking about platforms, and especially his own and one that the federal government could approve, he was meeting with Gensler. So they had a relationship. So maybe this is his way of trying to cover up the part he played in allowing SBF to do all the things he did for so long and not be caught or questioned.
Yeah, you're right.
I see that. I see exactly what you're saying, and it makes sense. I actually do see that. But you know, like, you know, you, you it's
look, this is a man that is like television that will never last, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. The people are like DVDs, they'll never catch on. You know what I mean? Like that's my feeling for him. And people that are around him, it's clear that they can all see that that's who he is. Like all of them are what, because you have to remember that a lot of these senators, a lot of these people, congressmen or whatever, they have friends in other countries. And you know what they're seeing their friends do? Make money in crypto. You know what I'm saying? Make $300 million boat money in crypto. You know what I mean? So of course they're going to eventually get frustrated. Like, hey, how come we're not focusing on this? How come we're not focusing on that? There's only so long that you can sit on the pot if you're not doing anything with it. It's becoming very, very clear, I think, to his constituents that he is not doing anything with this except for just keeping everything in a state of chaos while I guess he figures out what he's going to eat for dinner on Sunday. I don't know what he's really doing. All I know is that the way it looks right now, it doesn't look like he's enacting this with a plan. Did it not feel strange to you guys that they're just suing like all the major exchanges for what? Where was this veracity when it was FTX? How are you guys not suing FTX? And they're the primary contagion. Why is Binance, you know what I'm saying? Where was all this due diligence when FTX was doing all this rubbish? Now you got due diligence for Binance? You know what I mean? And the reality is, let's really, really be, if I'm really, really being honest, those commingled funds, that was cryptocurrency. That's why they chose to do the commingling, because they feel that you can't hold them accountable. It's cryptocurrency. If people decided to give us their money, this is free reign. It's decentralized. We can do what we want with it. That's the real reason there's probably, well, allegedly, to me, I feel like that's the real reason he thought that he could get away with that. But here's the thing. If you're going to sue the man, then just sue him, get the money, make him pay the fine, and then move on. I think that there was a way for all of these companies to be held accountable without it causing this, oh yes, you know, we're going to freeze all of the accounts. Now the newest thing is that they want to freeze all of now you guys know they've already frozen some accounts, like temporarily. They've already frozen some .US accounts temporarily with Binance. They also aim to freeze some international accounts that are associated with the .US branch of Binance. We got another story on that one, by the way. Speaking of branches, we got another story on that one coming up. And the way that I'm kind of looking at it now is that, like, okay, so you're suing all of these entities. How do you have time to do discovery on all of these people? They literally, how many people did they say that the IRS was hiring just to catch up on taxes? Wasn't it like something crazy? Like, oh, we got to hire like 500,000 people in the next 6 years or something like that. You don't have enough manpower to affect whatever change you think you're going to affect. And when stories don't make sense like that, it's because whatever you've been fed, whatever the reasoning behind it, was never really truly the reason. That's why it seems confusing. This was never about actually making changes in the space. What actual regulations have been put into the space other than these are securities? When you really think about it, pay your taxes and these are securities. So what did they actually put in place that stops bad actors? Nothing. What did they put in place that stops? Scammers pay taxes all the time. You know what I'm saying? Not every scammer is like, you know, wasted. For every one scammer that you find out about, trust me, there's 3,500 that you never did. Scammers pay tax money all the time just to keep IRS off their back. It's called bribery. You know what I mean? Allegedly. So I don't know. I'm not a, or is this just another, on the other side, is the congressman just, you know, trying to get a piece of the pie? Like maybe there's a kickback or something that he's seeing Gary get. Maybe the friends that Gary's making and the position of power that he's in, maybe that pushed him. Could that be also a reason? Like maybe it's them seeing, you know, that Gary's getting all this attention and they want that attention too? Because this is a pretty specific thing to file publicly and then make sure that the media picks up.
That's the thing. I think it's all strategic, to the point that Gary could even be like a scapegoat of sorts or just a face. But yeah, I think it's a reason, you know, that they picked him, and I think it's a reason that he wanted to sue and file at the time that he did.
Listen, man.
Why is nobody talking about SBF anymore and FTX?
Because
we got to wait till October.
And you know, remember when they first said his,
like, oh, we have everybody's money. It was all a mistake.
Please.
About to start up again.
They're already, they never shut down. They've been running. You know, their lawyers, everybody making money off FTX except for the whole.
Not that they ever stopped.
Not that they ever stopped.
Millions.
And mind you, that's that's your money. The money they used to pay those lawyers, that's your money, beloved. The money they used to pay them chauffeurs, to pay craft services, that's your money. So it's not even like, so they're literally, it's almost like this is the perfect, like, I feel like there's got to be like a, there's got to be a scammer university or something like that. And I bet you the classes at scammer university are so intricate. Like, this is what you do, okay? You always put a fall guy in place. These are the kind of people that you want to have on his executive team, but then you got to plant this person because they're going to advise them. And when the time is right, we'll go ahead and deploy that fall guy, but we got a contingency for him. But this is the thing. While we're deploying that fall guy, we're going to get sued, right? So here's the thing. That's another way to launder money, because we're going to take that money and we're going to pay the lawyers. But here's the thing. We got the group of lawyers, and then two of them are my buddies, and I'm actually just going to give them 25%, and I'm going to keep 75%. So boom, we done laundered three. This is a real thing that happens, fam. Am I lying, Moish? Tell me.
No, you're not. But you know what I'm thinking? Yeah.
The fact that we can see it crystal clear.
You study from, you're a top student. You can study in it's at Stanford, but it's not Stanford University. If you go to the woods, there's a little house in the back.
I got into Stanford.
Oh my God. I know. It's hilarious. I'm sorry.
I don't know who raises these guys. I bet you will check Gensler and he went to MIT. If you know, you know. you know, all the greats go to MIT. All the Web3 greats. By greats, I mean the major scammers all went to MIT.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Captain X, something like, I don't know, the guy.
Oh, Stewart. Professor X.
Professor X, Captain X. That also exists. Professor X, whatever. Okay, listen, eToro is not playing that game. They're like, we are not Coinbase. We gonna delist these suckers. So eToro is one of the most, is the most recent exchange to publicly announce that they plan to delist Polygon, Decentraland, Dash, and Algorand on US platforms. Y'all, I'm hurt by the Polygon though, but it is what it is. But the irony is, on Twitter right now, there's a Twitter space going on that's called Polygon 2.0. Fam, does a fork solve everything? Is that the name of the game? Everybody's just gonna fork because they said this coin is a security, so we're gonna fork that same coin and create a different version of that exact same coin, and that'll teach them. Is that the route? Do you guys think that that's gonna be the wave? Just all these coins that are, I mean, because a lot of people had faith in it. I had faith. I love Polygon. Polygon has so many powerful partnerships. It's crazy. You know, Starbucks, Disney World, Disney as a whole, not even just the place, but Disney as a whole, and so many other partnerships. And I'm really, really surprised that they were listed on there first, but Ethereum was not. And then, of course, they go on to name some gaming platforms, even Axie Infinity. Even Axie, bro, kids play that. I mean, adults play it too, but you know, the little animals are so cute on there. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm rejecting all these cookies though. I know that. What do you guys think about this? Are we going to see like this, this parting of the Red Sea where the major exchanges are like, no, we're not leaving. We're not doing nothing. We're not delisting anything. But the, you know, the, not that they're smaller. Well, they are smaller exchanges. Okay. But we're going to see, do you think there's going to be a parting of the sea where we see one side that's just like, nah, we're going to go ahead and delist them. We don't plan on leaving the U.S. Because for them to delist it, what this tells me is eToro doesn't plan to leave U.S. soil. They don't plan to shut down whatever their U.S. branch is. Because why would they comply then if they were going to? You know what I'm saying?
If they comply and delist everything, that's just going to open up more doors for people like Kraken and BitTrue and those other type of exchanges. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's noble that Coinbase called themselves trying to stand their ground, but I highly doubt they'll be able to do that when the weight of the U.S. government is leaning against you. You're bound to fall at some point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In some ways, to me, it seems like you're going to create. That's a good word for it. If everybody starts to delist, the ones that keep it, that's kind of
demand.
Oil, it's not just a demand. They're going to become like, help me.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you trying to describe? What are you trying to describe?
Where they have the majority of the business. Help me.
Monopoly.
A monopoly. Why can't I think? Why can't I think?
I don't know. What can we
push them to become a monopoly, really?
But is it a monopoly? Anybody has the ability to create an exchange. You can go onto GitHub right now and find some base code for an exchange. And if you know how to build, you can build it out. So is it a monopoly or is it that, you know?
Until somebody does that, but if, you know, like they're stomping around going, oh, we're not gonna delist while everybody else is delisting, then where's everybody gonna go? Where it's listed, because they have those tokens and coins. So they've got to go somewhere.
Ding, ding, ding.
And even though in the last 24 to 48 hours, especially BTC, it's been
25
less and less possible. Well, forget that it's down. The fact that it's less and less available on platforms.
Yeah.
Just shows that people are being smart and just moving things into cold wallets and waiting for them to make their decision and do whatever they're going to do. So we can just get on with our, you know, blockchain lives.
Our blockchain lives. I like that. I don't know. I think that's the wave I'm on. Like, I don't know, man. Because like, okay, so this is going into effect, fam. This is going into effect. One of the reasons we also made sure to cover this today is because if you're an eToro, E-T-O-R-O user, you're going to want to make sure that whatever you have there, whatever positions you have, you make a decision between now and July 12th. July 12th. What they're essentially saying is you won't be able to enter in any new positions on our platform. So if you wanted Sand, we don't have that for you, babe. If you want Polygon, we don't have that for you, babe. We're doing our thing. We're flying loose and free, but we don't have that for you, babe. That's essentially what they're saying. But that also means that if you own those coins, you will not be able to liquidate from those platforms. You would essentially have to migrate those coins into a wallet, put them on an exchange or I guess you could send it from exchange. I wouldn't recommend it, though. You would essentially have to migrate those coins into a hot wallet and migrate them into a new exchange in order for you to be able to actually go through that process. And that's assuming that exchange will allow you to liquidate. Because even if they're not delisting it, the actual problem is not people buying it. The actual problem is people selling it and making profit from it. So low-key, even though Coinbase is making it seem like, nah, we're the rebels, I'm a bad boy, I'm not delisting, but either way, are you going to let us cash it out? Because you're not having that conversation. It doesn't matter whether they delist it. You can always enter into that. But the question is, can you cash it out? That's the question. And I don't think Coinbase is bold enough to not only keep that on their listing, but then let people cash it out to fiat. That would be direct right there. You know what I'm saying? You can't tiptoe around the intention of that.
Nah, you're right about that, because that's really the part that they're trying to stop all the crypto turning into fiat. So they might let you play around on the platform as long as you want, but the minute you try to withdraw cash out, then you'll see some issues.
You know, that's it.
I have a question. Do you think the bottom line is they just feel like crypto is creating too many rich people and they don't want that many people to be rich?
Oh, yeah. They can't have all of us running around with money.
Rich, well off.
Yeah. On one hand, you have crypto creating, like you said, very well-off people, but on in the same breath, you have the USD fall, and then you have BRICS uniting. So this is like a panic move they're making.
And we did have this conversation during the last broadcast, you know, does Coinbase put its users at risk by refusing to delist those coins? I put up a poll. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obviously that yes, people agree that they're putting their customers at risk by maintaining that on there. But I just think it's, you know, there's a lot of coins that that are on their app, but you just can't circulate it. During the time frame that XRP was at the beginning of them being under fire, you just couldn't enter into new positions, but it was still listed. It was never delisted from Coinbase. It's always been on there. I mean, I checked it a few times. I could see it on there. I could see the price. You just can't buy it. So I don't know. I feel like this is also kind of one of those headlines like, no, we're not leaving. You know, everybody wants to be like this rebel in Web3. That's not what this space is about, bro. Just because it's the Wild Wild West doesn't mean you have to be a cowboy or an Indian. You can also just be a regular person that was raised well. You know what I'm saying? Or pretend to be, you know? So I don't know. I feel like anybody that comes into the space and thinks that the first thing you want to do, I'm seeing too many of the, yeah, you know, we're bucking at the system. No, brother. That's not what this is about. This is not about, we don't have time to both buck at the system and also create a new system. You got to choose one or the other. Either you want to be one of the rebel fighters that's sitting there screaming at Congress, or you're going to be one of the people that help.
Hey, my loves. This isn't catchy. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.